You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Programs to get kids into coding have been popping up with greater frequency over the past several years. For example, Kids Who Code is a successful program at the Ada Community Library in Boise. One of the students is 9-year-old Scout Wilson, and she's here and she's joining Idaho Matters live in studio today with her instructor, librarian Derek Ramos. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, George. Thank you.
Scout, how you doing?
Good.
You're 9?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you'll be 10 when?
This Saturday.
Saturday. Hello. Do you have big party planned?
Not really.
Okay. Well, you got
family party.
You need to work on that. Derek, let's talk a little bit about the program. Kids Who Code. What's the story behind this program?
Oh, okay. So, about 4 years ago, we started offering various coding programs for kids at the library, free and weekly programs where they could basically come in, sit down in front of one of our laptops and get started with an online learning platform. So this is the latest one. We just started it about 4 weeks ago. It's a 10-week session, and the kids can get their hands on a computer and actually code some things and see things happening on the screen. So it's a lot of fun for them.
Was this idea organic? Where did it pop up from?
Oh, well, about 4 years ago, Khan Academy came out with a coding program that you could offer at a library at our school. So we tried that out. And ever since then, it's just kind of continued on. There's other resources out there, organizations that offer free curriculum that you can use, you can access and offer online. At the library, and then we provide the instruction along with it.
And does the curriculum change over time at all?
I'd say at the level we're doing, not so much. You know, it's basically just fundamentals, that kind of thing. So the interfaces might change or look a little bit different, but essentially it's the same thing. But the curriculum just seems to be getting better and better as we go.
So I'm told that the program includes kids anywhere from ages, 7 to...
Yeah, we've
18?
Tried a couple things, right. Yeah, we've tried a couple things. And recently we have two clubs is what we call them. And there's a club for third through fifth graders and then another one for grades 6 through 12. So, anyone in that range can come in and we have materials for that level of learning.
And then because obviously it's going to vary depending on age, right?
Right.
And can I assume then that there's a fair amount of one-on-one?
Yes, there is. Each kid has their own computer, their own access to their account and the lessons. But we do have to have some humans in there to assist myself. And then we have a couple adult volunteers that work in tech in town, and they're really talented and helpful.
So, Scout, you're one of the participants in the program, yes?
Yes.
And how long have you been doing this?
For, a couple of months.
So I need your help. So I haven't been to one of these classes. Mm-hmm. So can you describe it? So describe the setting.
So it's just like these computers and on these tables, and different mouses and mouse pads. And mm-hmm. So, and you just sit down at one and just start it.
Wow. And how long have you been working on a computer at home?
A lot. I can't remember.
Ever since you can remember?
I don't know.
What do you like to do on a computer?
Well, make games for one thing, and also play games.
So can you tell me a little bit about what you're learning?
Well, right now I'm trying to learn some Python.
Python?
Uh-huh.
What's Python?
It's a coding language. It's very popular and used for many different things.
And you're learning that?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to use this to build games?
Yes.
Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Do you have ideas for certain games that you'd like to make?
Yes, many.
Very cool. I'm impressed, Derek.
Yeah, she's very creative. She's got the right brain and the left brain going in class, and when I go over to her screen, I'm amazed at what I see. I always ask, Scout, did you do that?
And can I also assume that, I mean, most of the kids, they're coming from different schools, or maybe some are homeschooled, and they're getting a chance to interact for the first time?
Right. Yeah. The classes are at night, so they can come after school. And yes, some are in public school, some are in homeschool. And yeah, the demand just, it really seems to continue on year after year. I think the schools are keying in and offering computer science things as best they can, but this is a place where they can come and get some free learning and probably do a little bit more than they'd be able to get during the day in class.
So, Scout, you're homeschooled?
Yes.
So this is very interesting because this is a little bit of a classroom setting for you, yes?
Uh-huh.
What's that like for you?
Well, I've only just started this year of homeschooling, but it's just really nice just to be able to talk to people, and I usually only like the person sitting next to me. That's the only person I usually talk to.
You like it?
Uh-huh. And I actually have a friend from Cody's club. She's not coming recently, but I'm sure she'll show up one day.
So what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're talking with Scout Wilson, 9 years old, soon to be 10, who is part of the Ada Community Library's Kids Who Code program, and instructor, Derek Ramos. Derek, you're one of the instructors. Do you have a background in computer science?
I'd say just a little bit. I don't have a degree in computer science or anything like that, but I've dabbled quite a bit over the years, and that's what's nice about a lot of these resources that you can get online now is you do have to have the basics down, but a lot of the projects and lessons are self-paced, and a lot of them have instruction built into it, so you can the kids can get started and you can help them along.
Can I assume that you learn from the kids?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Just last night, I was up in the front of the class doing a short lecture, and sure enough, a couple of the kids came up and pointed a couple things out that they wanted to share. And that's what's great about this kind of setting is we all collaborate and share ideas and help each other out.
Wow. Okay, Scout, here comes the big question. Ready? What do you want to do someday?
Make games.
Oh, for a living?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very cool. So when you're not at your computer, what else do you like to do?
I like to draw. I just like to run around and think about stuff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, sisters?
I have 3 brothers.
Older, younger?
Older.
Older. They're all older?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did they treat you okay?
Yes.
Very cool. Pets?
I have 2 cats.
And what are the names?
The older one is Tiger, and the younger one is Gray.
So computer science, it seems to be your passion. You enjoy it, but you'd like to do this for a living someday.
Uh-huh.
Derek, that's a perfect fit, and the more kids I meet, that's what they say nowadays. It's like, yeah, I love this, and I'd like to do it someday.
Yeah, and coding with this kind of program, it's really a great way to engage with these kids. It's something that they're familiar with, that they're naturally drawn to it, and they just take to it like a fish in water. So it's a fun thing to be a part of.
I have to assume that there's plans to do more classes in the future. This sounds like a success.
Yeah, definitely. We'll continue on for as long as the kids keep coming, and I don't have any doubts that they won't.
How many weeks is the program?
We typically do a short 10-week session, mm-hmm. and that's what we're sticking with for now. So in the future, it may be different, but that's what we're going with for now.
And do you have hopes for what the kids will walk away with?
I'd say if they could just be able to articulate some basic computer science concepts and be able to demonstrate those, I think we've accomplished a lot just with that.
Scout, I can only think of one other young lady whose name was Scout.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind your name?
Well, it was based off of...
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Wow. So it is.
Mm-hmm.
And did your folks tell you that story? And she's basically the center of that story.
My mom, it was my mom's favorite book, so she named me that.
Oh my gosh. It's only the best book of all time. Amazing. So Scout, 10 years old, huh? Have you thought now about a party and getting together and what you want? What are you getting for your birthday?
Well, I'm going to get a video game.
Of course you are.
We're just going to do a family party.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So this experience of being on the radio, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was it for you?
Infinity.
Oh, God. Boy, you had me worried there for a second. Scout, happy birthday, and thanks for being here.
You are welcome.
Derek, thanks so much. Congratulations. This program's swell.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Up next, we launch another season of Expressive Idaho. I'm George Prentice.